Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. Tonight we have a great show. The King Sisters, Vic Damone, Gene Krupa, Billy May, and many more. So stick around. Now to get us started, we'll be hearing from Orrin Tucker along with Wee Bonnie Baker. We're going to have Nat King Cole and his trio. And right now it's the Glenn Miller Orchestra and the Sun Valley Jump.
From the start, oh, what a thrill came into my heart. Little girl, with your cute little ways, I am yours for the rest of my days, and this great big world will be divine. Little girl, when you're mine, all mine. Sad you met love from the start. Oh, what a thrill came into my heart. Little girl, with your cute little ways, I am yours for the rest of my days. And this great big world will be divine, little girl, when you're mine, all mine.
And remember when I'd played this song before, and it's been a very long time. It's Orrin Tucker's Orchestra and Wee Bonnie Baker, and this is probably their best-known song called Oh Johnny, Oh Johnny, Oh, and this was recorded on this very day back in 1939, and it was a big song back then. Got up to number 2 on the hit parade in 1939. Before that, it was Nat King Cole and his trio, and a song called Little Girl from 1931. This recorded in 1948. And this one got on the hit parade. It was number 25 that year. And we started with Glenn Miller and his Army Air Force Band, a Jerry Gray tune, a fabulous one called Sun Valley Jump. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, let's see. It was on this week. Back in, back on this week in 1906, that the Victor Talking Machine Company of Camden, New Jersey, began to manufacture the Victrola. And in case you don't remember what a Victrola is, it was a record player. It was hand-cranked. Later on, they came up with an electric model. It had a horn cabinet and sold for $200. Lots of money back in those days in 1906. Records were sold separately. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be Billy May. We'll have James Darren. And here's Keeley Smith with Nelson Riddle. And this is a great one. The Song Is You.
Well, you. A beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start, then melt away. I hear music when I touch your hand. A beautiful melody from some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day? Strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you.
To myself, this affair never will go so well. So why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear, don't you know, fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. And each time I do, the thought of you makes me stop before I begin, 'cause I've got you under my skin. I would sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear, don't you know, fool, you never can win. mentality. Wake up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin.
That's Billy May's big band, and a song written by two of the best, Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer. It's called Easy Street on a CD called The Best of Billy May, Volume 2. Before that, it was James Darren and a Cole Porter tune from 1936, one you might associate with Frank Sinatra called I've Got You Under My Skin. And we heard from Keeley Smith with Nelson Riddle, and an Oscar Hammerstein II and Jerome Kern tune from 1932, a familiar one called The Song Is You. Well, it was on this week back in 1869 that a guy by the name of Cornelius Swarthart of Troy, New York, received a patent for a waffle iron, which he had to kind of explain to people what it was because they never heard of one before. It was a device to bake waffles, and it quickly became popular. All you would do is heat up the waffle iron on the old coal stove or maybe a wood stove, and later the gas range, and then pour the batter on the griddle, close the cover and for a few minutes, then flip the griddle to the other groove and cook the other side of the waffle. Remember, we used to do that with toasters a long time ago. You cook one side, and then you'd cook the other. And on this week, back in 1848, the first report of the California Gold Strike was published in the New York Herald magazine, and you could hear people tearing off from New York to the West Coast about that time. Let's get back to more music. We have coming up the King Sisters, Vic Damone, and here's Gene Krupa and a song, his own composition, called Fish Fry.
Is in your eyes, the look, your smile, can't disguise. The look of love, it's saying so much more than just words could ever say. And what it tells my heart, well, it takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I've waited, waited just to love you. Now that I have found you, you've got the look of love. It's on your face, the look the time can't erase. tonight. Let this be just the start of so many nights like this. Let's take a lover's vow and then seal it with a kiss. I can hardly wait to feel my arms around you. How long I've waited, waited just for love, and now that I have found you, please don't ever go. I love you so. Please don't ever go. I love you so.
Sugar Hill up in Harlem. If you miss the A train, you find you miss the quickest way to Harlem. Hurry, get on, now it's coming. Listen to those rails are humming. All aboard, get on the A train. Soon you will be on Sugar Hill in Harlem. If you wanna take the A-train, take the A-train, take the A-train, take the A-train. If you want to hear them, well, you gotta get aboard this rail, we're leaving now.
Oh, that's a wonderful recording. It's the King Sisters, and from their CD called Spotlight on Great Ladies of Song, it was Duke Ellington's Take the A Train, one of the classics from the swing era. Before that, Vic Damone and an Hal David Burt Bacharach tune from 1965, a great one called The Look of Love. And we heard from Gene Krupa and a song he wrote called Fish Fry. And this week in 1973, Gene Krupa played for the final time with members of the original Benny Goodman Quartet. He passed away less than 2 months later in October of 1973. We're going to take a little break right now. I'll be back after the break with a great one by Bobby Darin. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. We have lots more great stuff to go in the next 10 minutes. It's going to be Woody Herman. We'll have Joni Mitchell. And right now, this may be the best thing Bobby Darin ever did. I love this. A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The old darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said good night, the nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. How strange it was, how sweet and strange. There was never a dream to compare with that hazy, crazy night we met when a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Ah, this heart of mine, it beat loud and fast like a merry-go-round in a fair. For we were dancing cheek to cheek, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. When dawn came stealing up all golden blue to interrupt our rendezvous, I still remember how you smiled and said, was that a dream or was it true? Our homeward step was just as light as the dancing feet of a stair. Just like an echo far away, nightingale sang in Berkeley. Nightingale sang in Berkeley that night in Berkeley Square.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition is dependent on you. I never mind the rain from the skies, as long as I have the sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you. When I hate you, it's because I love you. That's how I am, so what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition is dependent on you. I never mind the rain from the sky, just so long as I have the sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, oh, and sometimes I hate you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you. I'm happy when I'm with you. I'm happy when I'm with you.
That's Woody Herman, and on the CD cover it says The Thundering Herds from 1945 to 1947. This was actually the second herd, And this song was written right here in Cincinnati by Jimmy Giuffre back in 1948. It was called Four Brothers and featured Zoot Sims and Stan Getz on this take. Before that, it was Joni Mitchell and a Leo Robin tune from 1927 in a movie called, and a musical called Hit the Deck. The song was Sometimes I'm Happy, Joni Mitchell. And we heard from Bobby Darin at his best, 1940 English tune called A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. This got on the hit parade by Glenn Miller in 1940. Well, let's see. It was, Bobby Darin, by the way, sold his music publishing company on this week back in 1968 for $1 million. And on this week back in 1814, the British destroyed the U.S. Library of Congress. This was, you may remember, during the War of 1812, destroyed the U.S. Library of Congress and the 3,000 books contained therein on this week in 1814. And on 1891, on this week, Thomas Edison applied for a movie camera patent. This was the most important element for making a movie, which the other part was the film. And the film didn't come about for another 6 years. We have more music coming up here on Swing. Coming up, we have three great ones. We'll be hearing from Frank Sinatra, from Ralph Flanagan, and here's Ella Fitzgerald, and My One and Only.
My one and only, what am I gonna do if you turn me down? When I'm so crazy over you, I'd be so lonely. Where am I gonna go if you turn me down? Why blacken all my skies of blue? I tell you, I'm not asking any miracle. It can be done, it can be done. I know a clergyman who will grow lyrical and make us one, and make us one. So, my one and only, there isn't a reason why you should turn me down when I'm so crazy. I know a clergyman who will grow lyrical and make us one, and make us one. So my one and only, there isn't a reason why you should turn me down when I'm so crazy over you. Oh, I'm so crazy.
those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it, what good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one I wouldn't switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you.
Well, when you listen to all the Sinatra records that are out there, and I haven't listened to all of them, but this one has got to be somewhere near the top. Frank Sinatra, Nelson Riddle's Orchestra, and Witchcraft, a Carolyn Lee tune from 19... Well, actually, she was born on this week back in 1926. Before that, Ralph Flanagan and his big band, and I'll Be With You in Apple Blossom Time. That's from 1940, made popular by Nora Barnes and the Andrew Sisters, and later on by Wayne Newton in 1965. We started with Ella Fitzgerald with a George and Ira Gershwin tune. Music from Funny Face, it was My One and Only. Well, on this week back in 1856, Gail Borden of Brooklyn, New York, patented a process for condensed milk. You've probably heard of Borden's condensed milk, the milk from contented cows. This slogan is one of the great American advertising campaigns. On this week in 1947, after many years of a 15-minute serial, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy, was heard for the first time as a 30-minute feature of ABC Radio. And remember who sponsored that? It was Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions. And the first race was run at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in Indianapolis on this week back in 1909. It wasn't a brick track yet, yard rent. It started as crushed stone and tar, sticky substance. Let's get back to music. We have time for a couple more. Right now, it's Dakota Staton, Walking by the River.
There's dew upon the ground, and not a soul in sight. I I'm walking by the river, 'cause I'm meeting someone there tonight. I hear a distant sound. I see a far-off light. I'm walking by the river, 'cause I'm meeting someone there tonight. The mermen water say there's no time to delay, so hurry on your way, my friend. If you don't get there soon, there may not be a moon to guide you to that happy end. My heart is riding high, my blues have taken flight. By the river, 'cause I'm meeting someone there tonight. I'm walking by the river, 'cause I'm meeting someone there tonight.
This is the Cy Centner Orchestra, and a CD called Blue Eyes plays Old Blue Eyes, making reference to Frank Sinatra tunes. This was Time After Time. And we heard from Dakota Staton with Sid Feller's orchestra a song called Walkin' by the River. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for being with us tonight. I hope you'll come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.